This is Kansas Profile. I'm Ron Wilson, director of the Huck Boyd National Institute for Rural Development at Kansas State University. Let's go to the Virgin Islands. A young woman is demonstrating her artistry in creating permanent jewelry for her customers. Unlikely as it sounds, she comes from 2,000 miles away in Kansas. It's today's Kansas Profile. Becky Nestor is founder and owner of Salty Sunflower Designs, the business exhibited in the Virgin Islands and elsewhere. She grew up at Omaha and earned her life sciences degree at K-State. She played piccolo in the marching band, where she met her future husband, who played in the drumline. They married, and their lives and careers took them to several states. They even took 1 year to travel cross-country in an RV. At the end, we ask ourselves, of all the places we visited, where would we like to settle down? Our choice was Manhattan, Nestor said. This was during the pandemic, so the housing market was challenging. They ultimately found a home in Raleigh. Nestor's husband is an audiovisual technician in Manhattan. Nestor is involved with multiple enterprises. She's an independent consultant for Norwex, a global cleaning and body care company. Our products make cleaning and body care safer and easier, Nestor said. The company's emphasis is on providing healthy products and reducing harmful chemicals in the environment. Nestor also worked as a veterinary technician. With certifications in equine and canine massage, she works with animal alternative therapies such as pulsed electromagnetic field treatments. Nestor also founded what is now called Salty Sunflower Designs. When she was a child, she and her family frequently visited her grandparents who live in the Virgin Islands, a U.S. territory in the Caribbean Sea. Her family still has a home there. As a girl, she enjoyed walking on the beach and looking for treasures such as sea glass. Sea glass is pieces of man-made glass that have been weathered in the salt water and waves of the ocean. Nestor found that she could create and market jewelry made from sea glass. Nestor wanted to expand her jewelry business. By the time she was back in Kansas, she wanted a business name that reflected both her saltwater beach experience and her Kansas roots. The name which stuck was Salty Sunflower Designs. It's Caribbean girl meets Kansas girl, Nestor said. She designed a logo showing a sunflower rising out of the ocean. Nestor learned about the growing interest in permanent jewelry and chose to make that a major focus of her business. Permanent jewelry is clasp-free jewelry that is permanently welded in place on the wearer's body. In other words, these are bracelets, anklets, or necklaces which the wearer never has to worry about taking off or leaving behind. I can swim or shower with it on, she said. We can sparkle all the time now, she said. Nestor has various types and designs of gold-filled and sterling silver chains and optional components to which gems can be added. A customer selects the desired chain, and it is instantly welded into place around the wearer's body. This trend is starting to explode, Nestor said. This is not soldering or a big torchy welder, Nestor said. It is a micro-TIG welder with a tiny electrode that emits a spark which instantly joins the metal pieces. As a precaution, Nestor uses a leather patch to protect the wearer's skin while welding, even though such protection is not considered necessary. Items can be custom-made. I focus on quality and safety, Nestor said. I love seeing the smiles on people's faces when they admire their sparkly creations, Nestor said. She demonstrates her wares at private events or pop-up appearances such as one near her family home in the Virgin Islands. She's provided permanent jewelry at such places as bridal showers and private parties. Her products are always available at 120B Marketplace, a multiple-vendor location that is open most weekends in Raleigh. It's great to find this artisan in a rural community such as Raleigh, population 938 people. Now that's rural. It's time to leave the Virgin Islands, where this Kansas woman is displaying her permanent jewelry. We commend Becky Nestor for making a difference with creative craftsmanship, be it salty or sunny. For the Huck Boyd National Institute for Rural Development, this is Ron Wilson with Kansas Profile.